This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
Now, we've been talking about, we're talking about Cher at the Mardi Gras. Yep. We've been talking about Grace Jones, we're trying to give some tickets away to. But another gay icon is Barbara Streisand, and she's been in the news again. Do you know what this is about, Tristan?
No.
Now, you've got a pooch. You're a dog lover, yes?
Yes.
And she's been doing something very special with her beloved animals. And joining us on the line from the Big Smoke is Alex to tell us all about it. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, what's Barbara been up to?
So, Barbara, first of all, I love any chance to talk about Barbara Streisand, can I just say? And then any chance to talk about dogs?
That's
ideal.
In heaven.
Yeah. So Barbara Streisand admitted that in an interview in the last week that two of her dogs were actually clones of a previous dog who had recently died.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the first big name celebrities that we've seen to actually use this technology. However, it's not completely new, because what we do know is that cloning pets and cats is something that's been happening around the world for those who can afford it, and it's actually really big business
for some companies. Alex,
it's selfish.
Yeah,
why was it selfish?
Cloning your pet, like, just get another one.
Okay, so this is the issue. A lot of people clone their pets because of sentimental issues. So they love their pet, they don't want to live without them. So they think that by cloning them, they can bring that pet back.
Yeah.
The problem is the science behind cloning and the way it actually works from a genetics perspective is that it's all about cloning the DNA. And so you essentially get a dog that looks like your old dog, but it's not the same dog, because they can't actually replicate personality traits and the bond that you would have with the dog, and also the shared memories that causes you to be bonded in the first place. So that's why there's been a lot of public discourse around the ethical issues raised by animal cloning projects. And the science behind it shows that the state of animal cloning science, while it's, you know, becoming an exponential growth industry in the world, and we're learning more and more about how embryos and cells and how we can replicate them, ultimately you're not getting the same dog.
No,
so, yeah, you should be just, rescuing a dog that needs a home.
Well, this is it.
Yes.
Look, years ago, I remember seeing a film, I think it was a documentary, called Pet Cemetery. And it doesn't end well.
I remember that too. I was very scared watching
very
that.
Scared. Because, as you say, Alex, you can't replicate that nurture. You can't replicate the life experience of that animal.
No, the soul.
And the soul of the animal, yeah.
And so this is why I took actually quite a serious look into this concept, because I love science, I love technology, I love what it's doing for us as a world, but I also, and I love my dog like a child. So I'm the first one to do anything I can to extend her life with me. This isn't the right way to do it necessarily, unless you just like the look of the dog.
And the other weird thing about this story is Barbara's little dog, Samantha, who passed away, she didn't just replace it with one. She got a twofer.
Two for one.
Gosh. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's like when someone keeps dating the same looking person. You're like, oh, they got a type.
50 grand. Wow.
And there are even, I have to tell you, there's this company in Russia that clones both humans and animals.
Of course.
Humans.
And you pay a lot of money for that, and also they're trying to freeze you so that we can bring you back to life when that technology is available. So there are a lot of companies around the world that are playing in the space, trying to successfully clone pets, and have made big business out of it. But I don't think it's for everyone. And I think the initial idea of it being, oh, it's the donor dog and the egg and the thought, it's my dog, it's not.
Mm.
No, I think as Jack says, there are rescue hounds out there. There are pets who are looking for good homes.
You need to learn how to cope with loss as well.
And this,
I think this is becoming a bigger therapy session.
Can we talk?
That Barbara Streisand's really brought us into. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, but goodness,
what does Elton John say about the circle of life?
Something about a lion.
About a lion.
Antelopes eat the grass.
Circle?
Doesn't every kid have to learn at one point in its life? In fact, for many kids, the death of their beloved goldfish, dog, cat is their first experience of their own mortality. So it actually serves quite a good purpose in terms of kids' social development.
Oh, imagine if pets never died.
As I said, pet cemetery, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. Yeah. It's creepy.
It's creepy. Thank you so much, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again this time next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.